One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're horses.
Wow. I was going to go for icy.
Well, you could be an icy horse. Are you chewing your cud? Wait, horses don't chew cud.
Nope, nope, nope. I'm chewing on ice because you went to Iceland.
Is that why you're chewing on ice?
Well, I'm chewing on ice because I want to finish my freeze pop. Yes. And we started recording. So yes.
I did go to Iceland. Mm-hmm. And the national food is freeze pops.
What if it was?
Can you imagine?
What country would have the national food be freeze pops?
A country where it's summer all the time.
Yeah.
And where they like to have fun.
New Zealand.
It's not summer all the time in New Zealand.
Man, isn't it?
Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica's good.
Weed flavored freeze pops.
True.
I went to Iceland.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was honestly a life changing trip.
Yeah. You're going to move to Iceland now?
Well, no, I wouldn't move there.
Great.
Well, just because something changes your life doesn't mean you need to have it all the time.
I mean, beer.
Well,
yeah.
There was good beer in Iceland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Fermented shark beer?
No. I did not have the fermented shark.
Oh, okay.
No. There was also, there was whale on menus of restaurants we ate at. There was puffin on menus of restaurants we ate at. There was horse on menus of restaurants we ate
at. How many things did you eat? How many new things with faces did you eat?
None. I avoided all of them.
Really? Not even horse and puffin?
Well, I've already tried horse before.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But whale and puffin, we went on a whale and puffin watch.
And then you caught them and ate them.
Yes. Well, we learned a lot of facts about them. And then we learned about how, like, you shouldn't eat them.
Oh.
And so I didn't eat them.
Oh. Okay.
And then I rode an Icelandic horse.
And then you ate it.
So I decided not to eat it.
Oh, I see the theme here.
My horse's name was Kruger.
Kruger?
Yes, but Kruger.
Oh, that's very good accent. Yes. An Icelandic accent. Can you break that out for us?
Oh, my God. That is the hardest language. So we got a rental car, and I asked the rental car lady, tell me, like, three Icelandic words I should know. And she was like, okay, well, hello is... And I was like, nope, can't even say hello. And then she said, oh, you can say goodbye to people. Goodbye is bless, bless. And I was like, that's good. I'll say bless, bless. Did I hear one person say bless, bless in the whole week I was in Iceland? No.
No.
Not one person.
It was you were probably like, suck my dick is probably what she was like trying to get you to say.
Well, I did walk around saying I was hashtag bless, blessed.
Only to your wife's family.
Right.
Because no one else could understand you.
Yeah.
Fine.
What'd you do while I was in Iceland?
What did I do? I went to Chicago.
Great.
Which was very fun. I went to a gay beach. And
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, on Lake Michigan. There's a gay beach in Chicago. And
well, the beach was just born that way.
They were playing a lot of Beyonce and a lot of Lady Gaga. And our friends who we went with, this gay couple, Robert and Jim, they were like, you'll see, like, as we stay here later in the day, the Beyonce just gets louder and louder. And it sure did. It sure did.
That's funny.
It was very fun. And then I just got back from Philadelphia like 4 seconds ago.
Wow.
Where I was playing with toddlers who got me very
sick. Did you know them?
I did.
Good.
They were family.
They were
very cute. They are.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Cool.
Cool.
Well, and now we're here.
Doing Song Salad.
A Song Salad is a random topic plus a random genre combined to create a random song.
Well, the song is very purposeful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're not alone.
We aren't alone. We're never alone.
We're never alone.
You'll never walk alone.
We have two friends with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Special guest stars, Joshua Hink and Eileen Venho.
Hi, Josh and Eileen.
What's up?
Hello. It's an honor to be here.
Josh Hink, long time listener. First time guest.
And
yeah.
Eileen Venho.
No never, time listener.
Never has listened. First time podcast experience.
She is a time traveler from 1822.
Right.
And she has no idea what a podcast is. And this whole experience is very mystifying to her.
And after tonight, she's going to be like, I never want to deal with a podcast again.
No, never, never. So we have some guest spurts on this week, obviously. Yes. And why are they on our show this week?
Well, Joshua and Eily are doing a show, a cabaret called Losing My Mind, a Sondheim disco fever dream.
Yes, Sondheim disco.
Yes.
Fever dream.
And I, yours truly, have done all the arrangements of these Sondheim songs in disco styles. And Joshua and Eily and a couple backup singers and a big old band are going to be performing at the Green Room 42, which is in New York City here. Joshua, you want to give some more details?
I don't know what other details there are.
How about when it is?
Oh, it's on Sunday, August 19th.
Cool, cool. And how about how people could get tickets?
The tickets are available on, I think it's now on for nyc.com. or greenroom42.com.
Cool.
It's through Ovation Tix. You can get your tickets ahead of time. If you are slow to listen to this podcast, you will probably have missed this show.
Yeah. Yes, true.
Happening on Sunday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Green Room 42 at the Yotel on the fourth floor. You don't have to have a hotel room to come. No food and drink minimum.
Yeah, the great thing about Green Room 42, it's an awesome, rather new event and performance space in New York City, and there's no food and drink minimum, which is like the bane of every performer's existence whenever they do. Yeah. Or maximum. Go hog wild. So today, Josh and Eily are going to help us with our song.
They are going to be guest vocalists on the song.
Hell yeah.
And they have chosen a genre for us.
Ooh.
So we'll still be using a random topic today.
Yes.
But the genre they've chosen is featured in the cabaret.
Is it disco?
It's not disco.
Okay. So, okay, I guess we're doing this. So I don't know what the genre is, but everyone else does.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, what's the genre?
It's a bitch track?
A bitch track.
A bitch track.
A bitch track.
Josh, add more.
Well, a bitch track comes from the 90s LGBT club community.
Great.
Drag queens. It's kind of an evolution of the diss track. So it would be the art of shade or reading on top of a beat, reading someone or reading an event or something.
Is it improvised?
I mean, the recorded ones would not be improvised.
Sure.
But I'm sure that there's an improvisational aspect as they are writing these. I'm sure we have a couple good examples to listen
excellent.
To that can give you some more insight and grasp at it.
Great.
It's interesting. They don't actually have a Wikipedia article.
Yeah, that is actually interesting.
On the bitch track.
So talk a little bit more about what you mean when you say shade or reading people, in case some of our listeners aren't familiar with that terminology.
Yes. I mean, I could bastardize the quote from Paris is Burning, or I'll ask Scott to pull it up.
So Paris is Burning is a documentary that's about the drag scene in the 80s, 70s?
80s, 90s, and today. 80s and 90s. Yes. Okay. So when I want to explain exactly what shade, as in throwing shade, is, I refer back to the expert words of Dorian Corey in Paris is Burning. Shade is, I don't tell you you're ugly, but I don't have to tell you because you know you're ugly. And that's shade.
So it's an insult by inference in a way.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. Awesome. And what is your like particular affinity for bitch tracks?
They have gained some more popularity in recent years from RuPaul's Drag Race. Not a sponsor of this podcast.
They should be.
Yet. Not yet. I'm thinking there's a recent one from one of the seasons where they lay down a verse on top of an existing song.
Mm.
And, you know, it could be sung, it can be spoken. So more people are hearing about it. Bitch track has gained a little popularity and drag queens will still record them today.
Is it always like a parody of an existing song or like over the verse of an existing song?
No, they tend to be original pieces. So as Scott and I were chatting about what we wanted to include in the upcoming Disco Sondheim show on August 19th.
At the Green Room 42 on the fourth floor of Yotel in Manhattan in New York State in the United States of America in North America on planet Earth.
In the Milky Way galaxy.
Yes, indeed.
This was one of the first things that actually came up was, we won't say what we're doing in the show, but taking a song and doing it as a bitch track. And Scott, you didn't understand that right away. So what was your journey?
My journey
to discovering Scott Wasserman's the bitch track. Story.
Yes. No, I had never heard of a bitch track before. And in doing a little bit of research on it, I found out, first of all, how it was related to disco. So disco obviously was in the 70s into the 80s. And the beat that you commonly have in disco includes a four on the floor, which we're very familiar with here at Song
My favorite
Salad.
Kind of drum.
Yes, four on the floor. And house music also has a four on the floor beat, and the bitch tracks are very closely related to house music beats, and the genre is also often called bitch house. So you have a very similar type of beat and type of groove between disco and these bitch tracks. So it kind of fit naturally in the course of the evening of a disco show.
I see.
But it has a little bit more of a modern edge to it, a little bit more of an electronic edge to it than the classic 70s disco stuff. And then, as Joshua said, the lyrics to the song that we were talking about in particular sort of lent themselves to this bitch track style. But obviously today we're going to be doing original lyrics about whatever our topic is.
Yeah.
In a very shady reading style.
Oh, this is great.
We've never had that twist on our lyrics before.
What?
That it's shady.
Shady?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've definitely we've had topics that we've ended up writing a kind of like satirical song. Like I'm thinking about the male fragility song that we wrote.
Yes.
About that organization that
didn't
formed.
Want. Yeah. Yeah.
exactly when the Boy Scouts of America decided that they were going to let gay people in. This organization was like a spinoff organization for like faith-based Boy Scouting. So they could not have gay people in
right.
it. So we wrote a track that was like... you're pathetic is basically what we did.
But now they're pathetic, but they know they're pathetic. So I don't have to say you're pathetic.
Exactly.
Is our bent here.
Right. Yeah. So this will be fun to see what we get to throw some shade at.
You want to hear an example?
I do want to hear an example.
My favorite example is Bitch, You Look Fierce by Jade Electra.
So this sounds like a compliment. Bitch, you look fierce.
It does.
But it's not.
I'll let you be the judge.
Very exciting. All right.
Here is Bitch, You Look Fierce by Jade Electra. Bitch, you look fierce. Bitch, you look fierce. Bitch, you look fierce. Bitch, you look fierce. That's right. I'm back. And although I know you thought I was missing an action, I came here specifically tonight to tell you just one thing. You look fierce. That's right, I said fierce. And when I say fierce, I don't mean as in Naomi Campbell fierce. I mean more like, let's say Glenn Campbell. Bitch, you look fierce. Bitch, you look fierce.
I have questions.
Multiple?
Yes.
Let's start with the first one.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
Are they always sort of talk singy?
Yes. That's one of the main things about these bitch tracks is that they're mostly just spoken. Sometimes there's a little bit of like a sung chorus. If, for instance, the song I Got My Education by Uncanny Alliance.
Okay.
That actually has like a sung chorus to it, but a lot of the other ones are just spoken. And oftentimes, as you heard in this one, just the title repeated over and over again.
Fun.
With little interjections of the shade.
So I'm glad that we have two very talented vocalists with us this week to speak our song.
We'll do a little sung chorus.
Yeah,
for
we definitely should. I have more questions.
What's question two?
Are there always, or is one of the main points to have pop culture or like subculture references? Like you heard the like contrast between Naomi Campbell and
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. Is that like a main feature or something that like happens a lot?
I don't know. Josh, do you think that's true?
I would guess yes.
Mm.
I would think that there are often pop culture references used, especially in the world of fashion or music or the club scene or famous drag queens or people that people look up to. I mean, I don't have the most extensive knowledge of the existing bitch tracks.
Yeah.
But, you know, anywhere you can throw something in that kind of cues a listener into that world.
Yeah, it's like an inside joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Because otherwise, you might think it's just like, hey, you look great tonight.
Exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah. But it's subtler than that. Mm.
There's another one called Frank Sinatra by Miss Kitten. That's okay. A very weird song.
Okay.
But it's referencing sort of like this, like, first person narrative about, like, every night I go to the club and I hang out in the VIP room and we drink champagne and we talk about Frank Sinatra. And then the singer goes, he's dead. Dead. So, like, I don't know. Weird, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's very irreverent, you know, dry, sassy.
And does it always seem like it's going to be a compliment, or it can be a little more straightforward than that?
I think it can be more straightforward. Okay. I think something that might be fun is just showing you an example of recent RuPaul. They always do. I'm not sure if you are a viewer.
I actually don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race, which is very off-brand for me.
But we can watch just a clip of them reading each other, and you can get a sense of the art of reading someone.
Sure.
Oh, there's another good quote in Paris is Burning, where the difference between reading a stranger and reading someone that's in your family, and how, you know, developed from this place of someone would insult someone on the street and then a drag queen would insult them back.
Yeah.
And be reading them for different things. But in the drag community, you are in essence in the same family already.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a big difference that you can point out and address. So this is where the art of reading kind of came from, and what you are pointing out in fine detail about someone else.
Gotcha.
In an artful way of insulting them.
And always about appearance, or it's also other things?
Being appearance, personality, reputation, talent, anything is game.
Awesome. So let's just play a couple clips.
Yes.
From RuPaul's Drag Race of some of the reading challenges, so you kind of get an idea of the scope of fair game.
Yeah. They sort of remind me of, like, Yo Mama insults.
Yeah, it is very much like Yo Mama insults.
But, like, you know, they're nothing super offensive.
No.
And, you know, if you watch, you'll hear in the clip that everyone that is being read is laughing in response.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems pretty lighthearted.
It's like a roast.
It's a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jocelyn Fox, you may not be all that smart and you may not be all that pretty. I guess that's it. Miss Darian Lake, you should be arrested for animal cruelty. The way you abuse those kitten heels on the runway is absolutely criminal.
Adore. You know you're from the West Coast because it's a 3-hour delay before you finally get a joke. Darian Lake, this is the girl who probably sits reverse cowgirl on the toilet just so she has a flat surface to eat off of.
Jocelyn, you have some really comforting old-fashioned qualities, like how you paint in sepia tones and your voice sounds like a dial-up modem. Miss Zarian Lake, you have a lot of jokes, but to me, they're more like UFOs. I mean, they are way out there, and I've never seen one land.
Cool. So
now we need a topic for our bitch track.
We do need a topic, which means I think we're going to kick Josh and Eileen out.
Yeah?
So it's a surprise.
Ooh.
When they come back in. Right?
Yeah, we'll kick them out, and then we'll spin the salad spinner and get our topic.
Yeah, that sounds great. Guys, we're so excited you're here.
See you soon.
Hi.
All right, they're gone.
They're gone.
Time to spin the salad spinner.
It is.
This week's salad spinner comes from... Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. Autumn
Clark.
She says...
Oh, no, Autumn, why?
Wait, what? She says, worm grunting. You are not allowed to look this up and see what it is. If you already know what it is, you win major, major bonus points.
Oh.
I do not know what this is. Shannon, do you know what this is?
I do not know what worm grunting is.
Worm grunting.
That's a great... Okay, so I'm just going to say it's a great salad spinner, even though I don't know what it is. But now we get to make this sound effect as we spin the salad spinner to get our topic.
Topic.
Do you want to just do it together at the same time?
I think we should do it together at the same time and then each say what we think worm grunting is.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Scott made the tiniest, daintiest noise.
Mine was... I think that worm grunting is like when you express a chick.
Oh, when you like
you have to squeeze it to like get poop out.
Yeah, before you can tell what sex it is.
Yes, that's what I think. Worm, like you grunt a worm.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
It's like a verb.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got it. Here's what I think worm grunting is.
Yeah.
Is when you are like breeding worms for like other animals to consume. You know, like fish and like. Turtles and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like maybe if you have a whole bunch of worms all together in like a tank or something, you can hear them like expressing gas or something, like as they're but like all together.
Yeah.
Which is not really the noise that
No, you made a very guttural grunt.
I made a manly constipation noise is what I made. All right, let's find out what worm grunting is.
Worm grunting is the age-old tradition of charming worms out of the ground.
What?
It's a method of extracting earthworms from the ground. Worm grunting methods involve vibrating the soil, which encourages the worms to the surface. So, okay, we were wrong.
Oh, so here's the reason why. It's because the vibrations are similar to those produced by moles, which prey on earthworms. And so the earthworms are like, oh, shit. And they like go to the surface because they want to get away from the mole.
Huh.
Interesting.
I kind of would love for worm grunting to be our topic for this bitch track.
Wait, but... can you play a worm grunting? Can you actually like play that?
Oh, I was close. So you're like... rubbing a
metal file
file across like a railroad spike
that
basically
you've stuck into the ground.
Yeah, cool.
Autumn,
it does sound like
yeah, it does. We learned so much from you, Autumn.
Thank you, Autumn. All right, let's spin.
Spin.
Damn. We got a damn.
We got an actual damn.
The Cockapoo Dam.
Cockapoo Dam. Well, there's a lot of symbols on the word cockapoo, so I bet betting it's not cockapoo.
It's spelled K-O, French C, K.
German O.
Surprised face, P-R, smug face, dam.
It's a K-O, C with a cedilla, K-O.
With an umlaut.
P-R-U with an umlaut, dam.
In Turkey.
It's Turkish.
It's a Turkish dam.
It's a Turkish dam.
And the development was backed by the Turkish State Hydraulic Works.
Hey, y'all. That's the end of the article.
That's the whole Wikipedes.
Oh, boy. Okay. So we're reading a dam.
We're reading a dam.
Let's figure out how to pronounce this dam.
You can't even hold your water.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we need to come up with like all the ways.
Damn insults.
Yeah, damn insults. Oh, this is good. This makes me happy in my heart.
You're a leaky, leaky bitch.
Leaky. Leaky is good. Leaky is very good.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay, we found a YouTube video that is a middle school project from some girl in Turkey.
Guys, this is for real.
About this dam. It's pronounced Kochkapru. Kochkapru.
Kochkapru Dam.
Kochkapru Dam, and it's 5 kilometers from this girl's school, and she did a great project about it, about how it's renewable energy.
It's super
good job.
It's super cute. Her accent is so strong. It is
so
very hard to understand what she's saying, but she has a handy diagram in there about how the dam works.
Yeah.
It's used for irrigation.
It is.
And it's also used for producing clean renewable energy
with a turbine.
Yes,
which she pronounces turbine.
Turbine. No. Yeah.
My favorite thing about this YouTube video is that it has 7 likes and 1 dislike.
Oh, you know that was the bitchy girl in her class who was just like, I hate her. She got an A on this project. I'm downvoting her.
Downvote.
Yeah. So Kochkapru Dam.
Kochkapru Dam. Gonna do a bitch track.
Okay. So other than a dam being leaky.
Yeah. What are other flaws a dam can have?
If you don't hold the water back, which I think you already said.
Right. What if the energy it produces is not even like useful?
It's not even clean.
Like you can't even run a light bulb.
Weak energy.
Weak energy.
Fish can jump right over it.
Fish can jump right over
it. It's too short.
What if it like doesn't even, what if it's like out of commission? There's no water even near it anymore. Mm. It's all dried up.
It's dried up.
Dry, useless dam. It's just a wall.
It's
You're just a wall. You're an expensive wall.
You're a wall in a river is what you are. Oh, I love this. Okay. I need to think about how to structure this in a way that we can have like a fun, repeatable, singable chorus.
Yes.
And then like maybe like two verses that are just kind of like, you're so
insults.
Blank.
Exactly.
You have no blank.
Right.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two fish swam into you. One turned to the other and said, damn.
That's really good.
Yeah. And I think doing two verses is good because then Eileen can do one verse, Josh can do one verse, and they can both sing the chorus.
Beautiful. This reminds me of, we have a friend from college, Alyssa, mm-hmm. who in college, she and I developed a code for when we were talking to someone that we like wanted to signal to the other one that we didn't like.
Yeah.
And wanted to like exit the conversation. And the code was we would tell whoever that person was, I love your scarf.
What if they weren't wearing a scarf?
Didn't matter.
That's funny.
You just tell them, I love your scarf.
I love your scarf.
And so that has since become like, to this day, we'll say like, it was a real I love her scarf situation, like about things.
That's funny.
But yeah, that would be like reading a person is like, I love your scarf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have to read this dam.
We gotta read the Kochkapru.
Kochkapru Dam. Turkey. All right. Well, I'm going to put together a 90s sounding house beat.
Excellent.
To go with this this bitch track.
I'm going to write some insults about a dam.
Woohoo. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Joshua
Guys.
And Eileen are back. Welcome back.
Did you have a good break?
Yes. I played with the cats.
That's the service we provide here.
Yes. Cat waiting room. How shall we reveal to our darling guests what the topic that we are going to be reading is?
Have either of you been to Turkey?
Yes.
Whoa.
Really?
Okay. Was not expecting that.
Did you see any bodies of water in Turkey?
I worked on a cruise ship, so I was like in a body of water.
Okay.
On a boat in Turkey.
Did your cruise ship hit any walls?
No.
Okay. Well, then you probably didn't see the, how's it pronounced? Kochkapru. The Kochkapru Dam.
What's that?
That's our topic this week.
Kochkapru?
Kochkahu?
The Kochkapru Dam.
It's a dam in Turkey.
It's
dam.
It's literally one sentence on Wikipedia.
Here it is.
What does it say?
The Kochkapru Dam is a dam in Turkey. The development was backed by the Turkish state hydraulic works.
That's it. That's the whole article.
Okay.
So we wrote a bitch track reading this dam in Turkey.
Yeah, we did. Would you like to hear it? Okay, so I'm going to read you the lyrics, and of course you guys will be actually recording it. So we're going to do a kind of like intro that's just rhythm, and then we're gonna do like a little bit of spoken thing over it before the music actually starts. So that little bit of spoken thing will be, what did the fish say when it ran into you? Damn, honey. and then the like music will really start, and we're gonna have like a couple insults. So I heard a fish jumped right over you. Your river took one look at you and turned right around. You're a glorified bucket. And I saw a little boy stick a finger in your hole. Then the chorus is, you're just a wet wall. You're just a wet wall. You're a big wet wall and your makeup's a mess. The second verse is, bet your energy isn't even renewable. You've got a leak so big, they're charging money to come see the waterfall. And when people look at you, they don't even say damn. Then repeat the chorus, you're a big wet wall. Yeah.
Amazing. Inspired lyrics.
Thank you.
I love it.
We did the best with what we had. So, Scott, you want to talk a little bit about the music?
Yeah. So I put together a track. Like you said, there's a little spoken introduction over just this like kind of hi-hat pattern. So the beat hasn't actually come in yet. Then once the verse hits, we actually drop the beat. And we have the four on the floor kick drum pattern with electronic percussion around it. And then halfway through each verse, the beat drops back out again. And there's a little like synthesizer like wash to like kind of focus in on what the insults are going to be. And then at the very last insult before the chorus hits, the beat drops out completely. So you like have maximum impact for when the chorus comes in. And then there's a bass pattern that happens under the chorus, and we'll figure out how we want to sing it. So that's our song.
Amazing.
We need a title.
We do need a title.
You're a big wet wall.
Yeah.
Damn, you're a big wet wall.
Damn, you're a big wet wall. But D-A-M.
D-A-M, yeah. You're a big wet wall.
Yes. Perfect.
Guys, we have a stupid podcast.
It's great.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so this is
Damn,
you're a big wet wall.
As performed by Joshua Hink and Eileen Venho.
A bitch track.
By Shannon and Scott.
Here we go.
What did the fish say when it ran into you?
Damn, honey. I heard a fish jumped right over you. Your river took one look at you and turned right around. You're a glorified bucket. I saw a little boy stick a finger in your hole.
You're just a wet wall. You're just a wet wall. You're a big wet wall.
And your makeup's a mess.
You're just a wet wall. You're just a wet wall. You're a big wet wall.
And your makeup's a mess.
Bet your energy isn't even renewable. You got a leak so big, they're charging money to come see the waterfall. And when people look at you, they don't even say
damn.
You're just a wet wall. You're just a wet wall. You're a big wet wall.
And your makeup's a mess.
You're just a wet wall. You're just a wet wall. You're a big wet wall.
And your makeup's a mess. That's Istanbul to you.
Oh boy.
That's one of my new favorite songs.
I know. Good luck getting that out of your head, listeners.
And I also think that now you and I are going to start saying about people we don't like that they're just big wet walls.
We are. It's going to
and
become.
And no one else is going to understand.
Yeah. So did you guys like the song? Did it live up to your expectations?
Beyond. The words are amazing.
It turns out that my whole life has been leading up to this moment.
Agreed. Truly.
I'm not sure what tomorrow brings now. I'm ready.
Thank you guys a lot for being here and being good sports about this strange song and for bringing this genre.
Yeah, this is something that we've never seen come up in our genre hunts.
Yeah, and so. I don't think it's in the produce section.
No, that's what we call our list of genres, the produce section.
Yeah.
So now we've done the bitch track.
Now we have
and
done
we
the
know
bitch
how
track.
To read people.
I mean, kind of.
Well, we know how to read
what goes in.
We know how to read inanimate objects.
Yes. If you would like to read Josh and Eileen,
hopefully not.
You can come see them on August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Green Room 42 in New York City.
I'll be there too.
And me.
And Shannon. Well, I'll be there.
Well, I'll be there.
Come say hi. I'll be playing the piano and conducting and
stuff.
Yeah,
you should come. It'll be fun.
Joshua, give us the details one more time.
Details. 12-piece orchestra. Woo. Dorchestra.
A 12-piece dorchestra.
12-piece dorchestra. All Sondheim, all disco happening at the Green Room 42, August 19th, 2018. For those of you that are really behind. 7 p.m. No food or drink minimum. Tickets start at $20 online at greenroom42.com or on4nyc.com. Or you can Google it. Losing My Mind, a Sondheim disco fever dream.
Excellent. And if you'd like to find us,
yes,
you can go to songsaladpodcast.com. You can subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or any of your favorite podcatchers. And you can follow us on Twitter at songsaladcast. Josh and Eily are just some of our very exciting guests that we've got coming up over the next couple months.
We do.
So stay tuned.
Thank you again, as always, to our Patreon donors.
Yes, you are amazing. And if you donate $10 a month and up, you can suggest your own topic or genre for the Salad Bowl. Once a month, we will pull one of your suggestions for the genre or topic. So get at us on our email or on Patreon or on Twitter if you are one of those lucky people.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
I'm Joshua.
I'm Eily.
And together,
we're... Big a big wet wall.
Damn. You have so much turkey, you're a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Good. That's really good.
Because it's in turkey.
We got it.
Okay.